Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Rachel Z, a dynamic pianist whose simultaneously percussive yet lyrical approach enhances her quicksilver technique. And she's a woman of energy and determination, and all this is reflected in her music. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come. And I must tell you, I really loved your piece in Jazz's magazine. It was so fascinating. You really told about all the trials and tribulations of wanting to be a jazz musician and winding up playing smooth jazz.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. But it can be, you know, it's smooth jazz, I guess, reaches some people, and straight ahead jazz reaches other people. And I just try to play as much music as possible in between.
Well, and you do. And of course, there's so much music out there. Well, I'm dying to hear some of yours, because on your record, it's all your own pieces, right? And they're really exciting. It's a whole other way of playing, which I can listen to and enjoy, but I don't think I can play like that. But it's great to listen to. So play something for me.
Okay. I'll play a song called Gently Sleeps the Pear Tree, which is off of my second record, Room of One's Own, which is a dedication, 10 songs dedicated to the artistic achievements of women.
I think that's great. Now, why the title of this tune? Is it from a book or something?
Yeah, it's from the book Their Eyes Are Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston, and it's a chapter about this young girl who's about 13. She's sitting under the pear tree, and it says, "Gently sleeps the pear tree. As the pear tree blossoms, she's looking down the street at this boy," and she's like just having her first, you know, female yearning, so she's just becoming a woman. And the way Zora Neale Hurston wrote it, it was so beautiful. It was just so beautiful, I had to write a song about it.
What a great idea. Now I really have something I can imagine in my mind's eye.
Okay.
I think if I had it all to do over again, I would like to take more lessons than I did.
Wow.
You know, so
I would like to take less lessons, whatever, because my teacher was so mean, he used to hit me.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so it creates a lot of performance anxiety for me, that I actually go to a music therapist so that I can breathe more and connect better with the music. Because I was afraid of him, so I have performance fears.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah,
you're
lucky.
Got rid of that guy. Well, see, and you're here and doing all these wonderful things. So how about another piece? Tell me about this next piece.
This is called Artemisia, I believe. And she's a 17th century painter. And she was very interesting. She was very talented, as talented as Michelangelo, as far as I can see. I've seen her works in the Uffizi in Rome, and in Florence, rather. And she was just an amazing painter and totally unsung because she was a woman. And so I wanted to bring awareness to her. And then, ironically, there's a movie out called Artemisia. So they brought her story into the public eye now, and I think that's great, you know.
You must have had a rather erudite upbringing to get into that kind of thing. I mean, I feel kind of silly. I never heard of that person.
You'd have to research it, but that's just the point. Women's achievements are so often unsung.
It's true, they are.
Yeah.
I guess maybe this is your mission to write things for women in different walks of life, is it?
Well, for this project, it definitely was a great opportunity to help some of my women jazz musician friends, because I saw that the young girls were also suffering from low self-esteem and, you know, having opportunities, you know, whereas men tend to stick together and affirm each other in jazz, and they help each other along. The women get splintered off, and they don't have that camaraderie with the guys, because men are young. They're young men. They're uncomfortable with young women because of the identities and everything, and they don't know if they have a crush on them or whatever. So women don't get that bonding, so they don't achieve, you know, the levels of Coltrane. And we want to have our young women achieve the level of Coltrane. So I just try to give them the power. You know, sometimes I use all-women bands.
Yes, I saw some of the women in your band, like Terry Lynn Carrington. She came and sat in with me and my husband when she was about 11.
Right.
And I could already see this woman was going to be great. And I guess she has really done well. She's one woman who's done very well, or is doing well.
Yeah.
So, well, play your piece for Artemisia.
Okay.
You get these great left-hand figures going. It's really nice.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, when you're writing something, does it take a long time, or do you find some things just fall together?
Sometimes you get lucky, right? You know? So I was happy when I found that figure that was in six, you know, this... Because we can get into very much a meditative vibe. And the drummer, Cindy Blackman, who played on the record, she just really just set up this great Tony Williams kind of attitude. And it was really, really nice.
She sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you love Wayne Shorter's music. And you suggested Footprints for us to do as a duet.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, let's see. I'll try. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.